Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, rest on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. And welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast with pastors. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. We give God all the honor and praise and give him all the glory and thank him for another opportunity to come to you and bring you and share into the Word in the study of the all-sustaining Word of God. We give God all the honor, all the praise, all the glory, all the adoration, because he is indeed worthy of praise. He is such a great and mighty and awesome, wonderful God. There is no other God like him, no other God but him, hallelujah. And we thank God. We just give him all praise. We're going to go ahead and get started tonight as we do by ushering in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise, and then we'll have a prayer from none other than Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, and then we'll go ahead and get started in the Word of God tonight. We again want to thank you for tuning in. We give God praise and honor and glory for you taking time out of your day to come and join us in the study of God's Word. We thank God for our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle in Stockbridge, Georgia, under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth Smith and Senior Pastor Kevin Jones. And again, we thank God for you and your families. Hallelujah. God, again, and he is such an awesome and mighty God. And as I was sharing with someone earlier today, they told me, said, God is an all-time, all-powerful, on-time, all-sustaining God. And yes, he certainly is. And we thank God. At this time, we're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. And this is entitled, There Will Be Glory. Oh, yes, they will. No matter what you're going through, know that God will endure. He will allow you to endure. He will sustain you. And there will be glory after this.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Victory. There will be victory. I'm certain.
That God will turn it around.
God will turn it around.
He
appears that we lost connection for a moment there. I'm going to ask Minister Hilton, I'm going to tune you into the studio and ask if you all to see if you can hear. Hello, Minister Hilton, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. You're coming through loud.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. Praise God. All right. Thank you all for your patience. We have been having some technical difficulty this evening, and I pray that it doesn't continue. So please be in prayer with us that we will be able to stay on live this evening. Again, we're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace in prayer. Pastor Jasper is going to lead us in prayer. And then I have a word that the Lord has laid on my heart that I would like to share with you this evening. Pastor Jasper.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your word on this hour, Father. We thank you, Lord, we rebuke sickness and disease out of our life, Father. Those that we love and care for, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, Father, rebuke the hand of the enemy in Jesus' name, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father, Lord. We pray for this broadcast to continue to move forward, Father, to be able to hear, to be able to receive, and be able to understand what's going forth in that holy word, Father, Lord, and let your will be done, Lord, for this gospel that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ must be preached to all nations, to all people, and to all kingdoms, Lord, and to all tongues, and to all languages, Father, and let your will be done, Father, open doors, Heavenly Lord, that your word should go forth like never before, Father, and pray this should be loud and clear to those that hear and receive it, Father, and should bring a change upon their life, should transform their life like never before. And we thank you for this day, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. If you have your Bibles tonight, I'd like for you to turn to the book of Revelation, and that's chapter 3, just 14 through 20. Tonight, the Lord has laid on my heart to speak with you from a topic of Jesus Christ and the church of these last days. Jesus Christ and the church of these last days. If you will turn with me to Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 20, and it reads, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness," the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, describes the presence of Jesus Christ, the beginning of the creation of God. We're talking about Jesus. And it says in verse 15, "I know," as Jesus, he's speaking to the church of the Laodiceans, "I know thy work, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me." I've read to you Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing and the understanding of his word. Heavenly Father, tonight, Father, I come to you humbly, Lord God. I ask, Lord, that you anoint me afresh, Lord God, to be able to deliver your word with clarity, with understanding, with power, and with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Let those that be able to hear receive it. Let it fall, Lord God, on good ground, Lord, that it may take root within their hearts, minds, souls, and spirits, that your word goes forth this evening and that it accomplishes that for which it has been sent and purposed in the name that's above all names, and that's the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. In the book of Revelation, we find the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos. There he receives divine revelation from Jesus Christ, divine instruction from Jesus Christ to write letters to seven churches. They are the Church of Ephesus, Smyrna, the Church of Pergamos, the Church of Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Jesus provided these message letters to each church that prophetically revealed things that were to come. Of the seven churches, only two of the seven were faithful. The other five found themselves compromising with the world. These messages of the seven letters were not exclusive to these seven churches, but they are very relevant to today's modern day church as well. There is a sense of chronology of the message and presentation to the churches by the Apostle John. Tonight, I'd like to focus my message on the church of Laodicea. The letter to Laodicea was the final of the seven letters to the churches. Chronology and time makes this relevant because as the Laodicean church is the last of the seven churches, it is therefore representative of the state. Hear what I'm saying. It is representative of the state fine right at his second coming. These churches, the letters were presented in a chronological type of format and order. And with Laodicea being the last church that was mentioned, it is to be representative of the last church or the church of these last days prior to Jesus Christ's second coming. Let's take a closer look at this church of Laodicea, and you will see what I mean. The city of Laodicea was bustling with people. It was a rich and industrialized city, much like some of the cities of today. From the outside looking in, the people of the Laodicean church were wealthy. They looked wealthy. They were wealthy and full of good. Yet spiritually, another picture of this church. Verse 17 of chapter 3 of Revelation in the New International Version says, You say, I am rich, and I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Heartening for this church to be in such a spiritually low state. But what is even worse than being in a spiritually low state is not recognizing that you are in a state that is spiritually low. Because the first step to rectifying and resolving any problem or any issue is that one must acknowledge that the problem even exists. Indeed, the condition of this church of Laodicea is spiritually disgusting, even to God. It is the only one of the seven churches that Scripture describes as so sickening that God threatens to vomit it out of his mouth. Verse 15 and 16 says, I know your deeds, says the Lord. This is Jesus. This is God speaking. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. Oh, I wish you were either one of the other. So because you are lukewarm, says the Spirit of the living God, and neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. Has your palate ever expected the perfect hot cup of coffee? A hot cup of chocolate on a cold winter day, or cold Coca-Cola on a hot summer afternoon, only to find out that both were neither hot nor cold as expected, but to your surprise, they were lukewarm. Most would quickly spew out the lukewarm beverages in disgust. Well, this is the reaction that God gave to the church of Laodicea, and it is also the response that he's given to many like churches of today. Yet, it was not just the church of Laodicea, but many of the citizens of the city of Laodicea, because of their wealth and their economic status, they were a very arrogant, self-absorbed people, viewing themselves as self-made, large and in charge and in full control, not acknowledging nor even realizing that everything that they had, everything that they had accomplished, everything that they had came because of God. The Word of God teaches us that every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. We're not self-made, but for the grace of God. There are three areas of concern that I want to highlight regarding the church of Laodicea that we can learn from as the body of Christ and as the church and as individual children of the Most High God. Of Laodicea, it was a compromising church. Scripture scripture again describe the church of Laodicea as being neither cold nor hot. In other words, this church has allowed itself to become influenced by the systems of the world. A church that was once on fire for the Lord, but had lost its zeal. It had forgotten its first love. Do you remember a time when you first became saved and how you were first on fire for God? Is that still representative of where we are now? I pray to God that it is. We have to be able to keep our zeal, our zest, our fire, and not allow the systems and the circumstances of this world and the vicissitudes of life to cause us to become lukewarm or to cause us to compromise. We see churches today that were once governed by the word of God and now have begun to compromise with the world, calling wrong right and right wrong. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? Well, I'm glad you asked. There used to be a time when we would show reverence to God in his house, where we were committed to a word that come taboo, even in the house of God, where we were committed to holiness. Oh, my God, where we were committed to holiness, to living a life of holiness, a life of reverence before the Almighty God, reverencing his house. When people prayed or when the call for salvation was given, these were considered sacred moments of worship, and everyone would be still. There would not be any moving about. There would not be any walking and talking during prayer. There would not be anyone leaving during the call for salvation because it was recognized as a sacred time, as a time when you knew that the call and the Holy Spirit of God was drawing people, but yet there would be the powers of the enemy that would try to hold them in place. And so people reverence God by, during this time, by taking time to pray for and pray with those souls that needed to be saved. There would be times that people would pray and there would be testimony services where people would stand because the word of God says that they are one by the word of their testimony. And so people would stand and tell of the goodness of God in their lives. They wouldn't be so concerned with, oh, I've got to, I wish he would hurry up, or I wish the pastor would hurry up, I wish he would hurry up and finish ministering because I've got something that I've got to do where my mind, my body is here, but my mind is way on the other side of town. That we would reverence God. We would be on fire about the things of God. We would just bask in the presence of God. What happened? What has happened to those times? There used to be a time. Oh, I'm talking about my women, my sisters. There used to be a time when women were chastely dressed. Oh, yes, I'm going there tonight. I do not mean that you have to have your dress oversized and hanging floor and you have to wear a turtleneck in the middle of August. But what I do mean is that women would not expose themselves. not wear clothes that were so tightly fitting that it left nothing or leaves nothing to the imagination. Come on, my sisters. We got to live holy before the Lord. We're living in these days and in these times where Jesus is soon to return. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. And if there was a woman that was dressed in such a way, there would be an older mother in the church that would pull this young woman aside and lovingly provide her with motherly counsel to tell her and share about how to dress chastely. That Titus 2 of the women, the older women teaching the younger women. Now we have women who purposely dress to expose themselves and sit on the front row of the church to try to entice the men of God. We've allowed these seducing spirits and lying spirits and spirits of deceit and backbiting and infidelity and gossip and all types of debaucherous, ungodly spirits to come into our churches. Some churches have changed their sanctuary to allow for strobe lights and a more nightclub type of younger crowd. Worldly compromise at the expense of sacrificing the presence of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. God is not pleased. The church of Laodicea was also a conceited church. Revelation 3:17 said, that because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. This church was very much focused on the riches of the world, wealth, and materialism, so focused on the riches of the world that they lost sight of those things that were spiritually discerned. Themselves wealthy, but were indeed poor in spirit, spiritually blind to the things of God, and spiritually naked rather than clothed in righteousness. Pastors in the pulpit are more interested in some churches in entertaining and tickling the ears of the congregants rather than preaching the infallible, uncompromised truth of God's word. People come needy. They come wounded. They come hungry for the word of God and still leave unfed and eventually find themselves in a state of spiritual malnourishment. This has got to change, saints of God. Change ministers of the gospel. I'd like to stop here and send out a clarion call to my fellow pastors, teachers, and ministers of the Word of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Holy Bible tells us that this gospel must be preached. It must be preached in favorable circumstances. It must be preached in unfavorable. Oh, we will be held accountable by Almighty God if we fail to be obedient to the instructions of his word, which tells us that we are to go ye out into all the world, preaching and teaching, baptizing, of the Father and in the name of the Son and of the name of the Holy Spirit, boldly and courageously standing and declaring the truth of God's word. Finally, the church of Laodicea. Oh my God. Notice the position of Jesus Christ in verse 20. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door, and I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." This is a verse that many use and many refer to at the to indicate a need for salvation. But if you read this particular verse in the context of John sharing this word from Christ as he is speaking to the church of Laodicea, to knock at the door of this church and beckon to come in, that he would indeed have to be on the outside of the church, outside of his Father's house, seeking to come in. This is the picture of the Christ and the church of the last days. We expect the world government to put Christ aside under the umbrella of the separation of church and state. We expect the world's educational system to try and take Christ out of the secular schools and secular colleges. We even expect the world to dismiss the evidence of Christ from the business arena or sports arena. But verse 20 of Revelation 3 describes a picture of Christ knocking on the door of his Father's house, the church, where if no other place on earth, the Spirit of God should be welcome. The church of Laodicea represents the state of many of our churches. The David Jeremiah stated that's compromised, conceited, and Christless. So, what must we do as the body of Christ to change the fate and the destiny of the church in these last days? There is but one word, and that word, my brothers and sisters, is to repent. We must repent. We must repent. Scriptures in 2 Chronicles tells us that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, will seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, that's repenting, then shall they hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. We are called for a time of repentance. Yes, we do not have to succumb to Laodicea. All we have to do is to go and come humbly to the feet of Jesus Christ. Come humbly to the presence of our Lord God. He is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and all of our iniquities. He said that he would place them in the sea of forgetfulness and remember them no more. It starts with us. We are the church of these last days, and we can make a difference as we end this message this evening. I send out a clarion call and a charge to everyone that's on the line to go back into your individual places of worship, carrying the presence of Almighty God, carrying the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, carrying the zeal, the zest, to desire to be able to make a true difference for the kingdom of God, to desire to make sure that your place of worship, that you're standing boldly, that when you see things that compromise with the world system, that you don't just turn a blind eye, that you don't just turn a deaf ear, that you don't just ignore it, but you have to call, be able to call that which is wrong, wrong, to be able to stand and call and speak up for the things of God, to bring ourselves and souls that we love and care about, that we share this message of repentance. Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters, is soon to return. We must be about our Father's business. The word tells us that night cometh where no man can work. These are the last days. You're not on this line tonight simply by mere coincidence, but it is a divine call of God. We have to be able, as I stated earlier, to boldly declare that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to boldly declare that God, Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the midst of no matter what's going on in this world, he is still, hallelujah, in full control. Souls that need to be saved. But first, charity and love begins at home and spreads abroad. It begins at the house of the Lord. And then it spreads abroad to the masses. Praise God, we must repent and we must do our part. I pray that this word has been a blessing to the hearers. Hallelujah. We give God all praise, all honor, and all glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Council, for that powerful, anointed word of God. Amen. We need that at this time, this hour, to be reminded of the things of God. Amen. God, the thing he word, he warns us, and he lets us know by his grace and his mercy that we need to put his house in order, put our house in order, amen, and put his house in order as well for the things of God.
Amen.
And we thank God for that powerful word needed all the time, and we definitely need it in our homes and need it in our churches, praise God. And God, that is how we need to live in Christ Jesus, to live holy in holiness, and to live in Christ and righteousness in the word of God, to live where Jesus came and died for, amen, praise God, to we may have life have more abundantly in him, praise God, amen, and to live consecrated to the things of God, and to live, yes, and to live sanctification in the things of God, amen. And the word of God said that he that has an ear, he or her that has an ear, you got ear on this evening, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. The Spirit said to your soul, but Spirit's saying to your heart right now, amen. It's a heart issue, amen, praise God. It's the death of our heart. It need to be reinstituted, need to be changed for the goodness of God, amen. Lord, sometimes there's a time for repentance, praise God. This is a time for repentance now. Repent of God, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It's at hand right now, and we need God to show us, for give deliverance, praise God. We need God to help us to have restoration in our hearts, our mind, our spirit, to the thing that reverence to God is still reverence today. It's the same God back then, the same God back now. Yahweh, Elohim, praise God. It's the same God, Jehovah, the same God, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And it's the same God today, praise God, hallelujah. And we need to understand his word do not change. God do not change. Same yesterday, today, and forever, praise God. So the word is still true from beginning to end. And back again, the word of God is still true for us then and still true for us now. In Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation, the word of God is a living word. It's a true word. Amen. It's a powerful word, praise God. It's a word we need to set things in our heart and mind, get fully established, fully rooted, grounded in the things of God, so we won't fall to those decay of the churches back even back there then. They teach to warn us about, amen, through John, he warned us through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God. He wanted this thing for spiritual blindness. He wanted us to be careful of the other, to be in the world, but be not of the world, amen, and learn to live holy in Christ Jesus, amen. God get all everything we need to live holy in him, amen, to truly reverence the Heavenly Father, get a true reverence in the home, in our church, in the battle of Christ, amen. Jesus said, we have found faith on earth when I return. We have found faith. We have the judgment started in the house of God. Amen. It's going to start in the house of God. Amen. So it's going to start with people, God. It's going to start with us. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. So we cannot escape such a great salvation. We cannot escape that. So we got some responsibility. We got to hold one another accountable. We got to love one another. We got to pray for one another. Praise God. We got to put things in order and things that we need to do through the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, so we won't fall to certain things and Pastor Collins is talking about that is of great importance. We are the church of this is the church of the last day, praise God, and we need to get things right before Christ comes.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to thank you, Pastor Jasper, for your commentary on tonight's word. If there is one, praise the Lord, that would like to share in the comments or share in this particular topic tonight, go ahead, please, and press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love to hear from you. Tonight, we're talking about Jesus Christ and the church of the last days. Jesus Christ and the church of the last days, praise God. They're one tonight, hallelujah, praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits are 0400. Go right ahead, Mother Pat Gallo, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God, praise God. That is a word in season and on time. It all
amen.
Starts with us. We got
yes,
to get it right. Get it right.
Amen.
And I believe with all my heart that Jesus is going to come back in our generation. And
amen.
We got to be out there reaching others. We got family members that are lost on their way, excuse my French, going to hell. But we need to be the one to encourage them. You don't have to live that way. God loves
that's
you.
Right.
God is warning you to come in to be part of the body of Christ. So when that trumpet sounds, we're going to be caught
yes.
up with him. And, you know, I was as you were saying, we are that last church.
Amen.
We have to get the word out. They don't teach enough about the power of the blood of Jesus. I am on that soul. Whereas it's nothing like the little old song say, nothing can wash me but the blood of Jesus. And when we the washing of the blood, we will come pure and holy. And that to reverence that blood. There was such a magnitude of whatever word I can come up with. When Jesus shed his blood, it was so powerful. And it's still powerful today.
Amen.
If we just recognize that we are under the blood covenant, we got to go out and teach others and bring them in.
Amen.
Continue on preaching that word, Pastor Constance and Pastor Jasper, and every man, a woman, boy, girl that's on this line, because we got to go out there with all force and draw them in, not just by our words only, but by our life. Because our life, the way we live, is probably the only Bible they're going to see. And like Pastor Jasper say, they need to know they love. We're not bashing them. They got to know that we love them with the love of Christ. Because we don't want to see nobody lost. Nobody lost.
That's
okay. Love you guys.
Amen. Love you too, Mother Pat. Praise God. Praise God. That is so, so very true. We've got to be able to win the masses by our love. The word of God tells us that love covers a multitude, hallelujah, of sin. Praise God. And love, charity begins at home and spreads abroad. And it is, we can't get tired. We can't lose our zeal. We've got to be able to know even those that are in our own families, in our own households that don't know the Lord. We've got to continue. Don't give up on them. Christ didn't give up on us.
Amen.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Continue to share the word of God. Continue to compel them as the word of God tells us to come in. Is there another tonight? Thank you, Mother Pat, so much for sharing in this word.
Yeah.
Is there another tonight? Praise God. Simply press 1 on your keypad, on your dial pad, and we'd love to hear from you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We do have 1. We have 2. Praise God. Caller, your last 4 digits first are 8761. Go right ahead, please.
Hey, Pastor Whitehurst, this is Brother Lewis. How you doing this evening?
Hey,
Amen.
Pastor Lewis, praise God.
I just wanted to say that, you know, the word which was spoken tonight was a very sobering word. And it's a word that is very timely, considering where we are, you know, because I truly believe we're in the last of the last days. And
Amen.
The Lord is coming because the birth pains are there. You can see with so much that's going on, the infighting, the backbiting, the falling away. It's just there's so much, and I think sometimes we get more caught up in our personal lives that we forget about what's going on around us. And the thing of it is that. There's the clarion call that's being sounded. I was in Home Depot just a little while ago, and there were 2 gentlemen that were there, and they weren't masked, and they said to me, I meant to come and say, I look forward to when this is over. I said, but the thing of it is, I know that it's for a reason. He says, I just want to know where it came from. And I said, the thing is that you have to understand it's throughout the whole world. So to say that it came from one place and here it is, it's in the entire world is being affected by this. I said, I just believe that God is trying to get our attention. And he got real quiet. And he didn't say anything. And it was interesting because I knew that was the Lord's way of quickening him and getting his attention to realize it is not black and white. This is not a black white issue. This is an issue of the our state of life of where we are as far as the world is concerned. And we need to hear the word that you just spoke this evening, what you guys are giving, because it is so profound for the season that we're in. And the clarion call is that to repent, you know, to repent and seek the face of God, because we, you know, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring or what it's going to hold. I was listening. I stay on top of world events, and I was listening to how, you know, now there's more fighting with the Afghans again, and that's something, you know, over in Afghanistan. That was something that for a while, you know, you didn't hear anything, but now all of a sudden we're back into that vein again. And, you know, here again, these things are taking place to alert us to the fact of how close the time is at hand. And so what you guys are sharing is very timely. More people need to hear this. You know, they need to hear what thus says the Lord in these days, because, you know, not something that's just going to tickle our ears, but a word that's going to cause us to be sober, to become sober.
Amen.
You know, and I think more so to become sober than because sometimes we don't think, you know, because, you know, the worst is he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And God is not speaking at this time. So I'm not going to, you know, be long here. But, as you know, here again, I just want to encourage you guys to say thank you for what you're doing, for this, the word that you're giving, that you're sharing with the people, because it's very timely. And and that sound, you know, I will share one more thing and we'll get out of your way. That you know, the Lord was impressing on me upon my heart when I was studying about the upper room on the day of Pentecost, how that was a rush of a mighty wind. Anytime a major event takes place like that, that's a clarion call. That's a trumpet sound. You know, I think sometimes we look at it, you know, in the natural, okay, that was a rush of a mighty wind. But most people think of it as just a rush of a mighty wind. But that was a sound. That was an alarm that was given at that particular time to alert us, you know, to get your house in order, you know. Amen. So thank you for this opportunity to share what I've shared, and God bless you, God.
Yes, praise God. God bless you. Thank you for sharing with us, Lord. Praise God. There is another. Your last four digits, praise God, of 4984. Go right ahead, please.
Give honor to our Lord and Savior Christ and to Pastor Constance Whitehurst for a dynamic word of God and prayers from her husband. We thank God for that prophetic word that you gave. It brought back memories of how that when we was younger, that the elderly people taught us very well in church about certain things we need to be aware of. But now it's more, like she said, and a lot of people are scared to talk about it, but all of us in some areas of what you were speaking about may can say, ouch, ouch. If it hit us, it's just a self-examination of ourselves that we need to reposition or get some things in order so that we will be what Christ wants us to be. So I thank you so much for a word that was so, like they said, a strong love for us. And see, can we bring any awareness to the way that Christ wants us to be on the inside as well on the outside. So we thank God and pray God will continue to bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Matty Green. Praise God. We thank you so much for sharing in your comments tonight and in this message. Praise God.
Amen.
We're slightly over time, but that's okay. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's one more. We want to get these comments in. Yes. Praise God. Caller, your last four digits. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Praise the Lord. If there is another that would like to share, we have time tonight. Go right ahead. Praise God. Caller, your last four digits are 4517. Go right ahead, please. Hallelujah. Caller,
good
last
evening.
Four digits. Amen.
Hi, I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the study tonight because sometimes I sometimes just need the word, you know, as you was teaching tonight. You wasn't preaching, you were teaching, and you were able to explain it well. I mean, you did. I mean, you all did a great job. Everyone that have come forth so far, even in the comments, I mean, it has been really enlightening to me. It really brought some things that even I had in, you know, question. It just brought, you know, clarity. And so I just want to thank you all because the word has been heard over and over, but each time you hear it differently. And definitely it's time to get our house in order, our soul, our spirit. You know, and our house is our body and the spirit that lives within us. So we have to get it in order. We err, but like myself, I try daily. I try daily to say to God, to say, you know, just continue to repent because I want to be ready when he comes. I don't want to get ready. I want to be ready. You know, so I just thank you all. Because sometimes, you know, we hear the word being preached, but having a teacher, being amongst a teacher, it's good for the soul. It's just good for the soul and remind us it's the blood of Jesus that keeps us clean.
Yes.
So thank you all for that. God bless you as he continues to take you higher and elevate each and every person on this line. And just know that everything has been spoken is not in vain because that is how God is. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Sister Lolita, for those words as well. God bless you.
Amen.
We give God praise. I thank you, and we thank you for everyone that has shared in the call and the comments tonight. What truly a blessing. That's what it's all about. That's why we are here. For us to be able to join into the study of God's word together. We're going to go ahead and end the episode, end the call tonight. But before we do, don't want to just take for granted that everybody on the line tonight is saved. And that's why we are here. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Romans 10:9-10 declares that if you just simply confess, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth on the Lord Jesus upon him and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And with a simple prayer of just asking, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I repent of my sins. I ask you, Lord, to come into my heart and make you Lord of my life for the rest of my life. I believe that you came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected to save me from my sins. I thank you for my salvation. I give you all the praise, honor, and glory. And if you pray just that simple prayer, we welcome you into the body of Christ. Your name has now been written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And to that, we say to God be all the glory.
Hallelujah.
We're going to go ahead, hallelujah, and close out tonight. We pray that this word and this time of study has been a blessing to you. Go forth and allow it to penetrate your hearts, your minds, and your spirits, that you be able to share it with someone else along the way to let this dying world know that we serve a living Savior, a risen Savior, whose name is Jesus Christ. Have a wonderful week, and to God be all the glory. Have a great one, and God bless.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
to our God. body. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise. Every praise. Praise. I don't care what you've been through.